Come on down. Bring your feet. The rest will follow. Once upon a time, I like that once upon a time. When I was young, most children's stories started with that. So I started mine with that. Once upon a time, there were two children, a boy named Jerry and a girl named Alice. Now, these children were being raised Unitarian Universalists, and that's what we are. And because of that, they were interested in the teachings of other religions. One day, they were sitting in a park, taking turns reading the Bible to each other. At this point, Alice was reading one of the creation stories from the book of Genesis. And she had just gotten to this part. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number." Now here's the good part. "Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Now the children were taken aback by this. They had been taught a reverence for the web of all existence, not that humans should fill the earth and subdue it. Jerry said, "I am really confused." Alice replied, "So am I. Are we supposed to rule over the animals or live in harmony with them as part of this web of life?" So the children decided to ask the animals in the park what they knew about it. Freddy the squirrel just laughed and said, "I don't know. I'm too busy gathering nuts to even think about it." Sally the goose said, "What do I know? I'm too busy looking for a place to build a nest." The cow in the pasture next to the park just said, "Moo," and kept on eating grass. Jerry said, "Well, that wasn't much help. The animals are too busy just being animals to think about it." Later, they asked their parents and the other adults they knew. There was much difference of opinion on the matter. Some said that the earth was ours to subdue. Others said that we're part of the web of life and should respect it. Some maintained that the English translation of the original Hebrew was misleading. Still others said that their church taught that humans were appointed stewards of the earth. Now they were totally confused. The animals didn't know, and the adults had many different opinions. So they decided to ask God what he really meant by the word subdue. Back in the park, several days later, Alice said, looking up at the sky and not really expecting an answer, "What do you mean when you told Adam and Eve to fill the world and subdue it? Does that mean we can cut down all the forests and catch all the fish?" And Jerry added, "And kill all the animals we want to?" After a moment, following a great clap of thunder, the clouds parted and a deep voice said, God in the Old Testament being an old man, "You children have asked an important question. Humans can fill the earth and subdue it if they choose, because you are the most powerful species in creation. But if you go too far, you may make the world uninhabitable for yourselves and likely all other species." I have been thinking about that, and maybe I should have said, "Have a reverence for the interconnected web of all existence." I read that on a website somewhere, and it's pretty good advice. I suggest you show some restraint. Be gentle with the earth, and it will sustain you through the generations. Wait, I'm going to put that in writing. Then there was a thud as several stone tablets fell out of the sky with the words God had said written on them. And the children picked up the tablets, which were miraculously light in weight, and ran home to tell their parents and friends. And now, children, we will sing you out to your classes.